Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, it's Forever's Greg Svinberg joins us to talk about those Wizards. Greg, bear with me here for a second. I've got different tiers that I just sort of the way I talk about basketball with buddies and whatever in terms of guys that can what they can do on offense. I've put Bilal Coulibaly into that kind of I can get my offense within the offense tier, which I didn't know that he had. In other words, you know, in the flow, he can get to his spots, get his shot off. He's not in that create for myself and others tier yet. Maybe he'll get there. But give me your thoughts on Coulibaly's offensive development.
Yeah, it's been a revelation this season. Obviously, you know, coming into the draft, even last season during his rookie year, the team knew, the league knew he was an elite on-ball defender, and he showcased that. I mean, I think opponents are shooting 32% from the field when guarded by Bilal this year. So the defense is there. The offense is something that you know, people thought would take a lot of time to develop, but it's developed a lot quicker than I'm sure even Bilal and the team thought. I mean, he's up to 16.3 points per game this season. He dropped a career high at three different times this season. He set a new career high. So it's not just the you know spot up shooting and the three ball, which has been you know much improved this year, shooting 37.5% from deep. It's the creation off the dribble, finding his teammates for open looks. I mean, last night against Houston, he had a stretch where he took three defenders in a row off the dribble, went for a Euro step floater, pulled up for a midi, and then set up a guy for a lob. So it's the offensive creation. It's all of that stuff that you thought would come in year three, year four, year five. That's kind of already here in year two. And it just kind of shows the development and how good Bilal can be. And that he's, you know, he's just scratching the surface of what he can do as an offensive player.
Yesterday, Kishon George ends up coming off the bench. He'd been rolling offensively. I feel like unnecessarily maybe he got slowed down a little bit because he only got the 9 shots and went 2 for 4 from 3. But thoughts on him and his role right now, and then just the other of the kids, right? These 3 first-round picks, George, Bub Carrington, and Alex Sarr, and what we've seen so far.
Yes, you can't really talk about Keyshawn George having to take a step back without discussing you know the reason for it, which is that Kyle Kuzma came back from a 5-game absence. And I feel like Wizards fans, they've kind of started to turn a little bit because you have Keyshawn George, Bob Carrington, Alex Sarr starting, you know, all of them for those 5 games that Kyle Kuzma's out. Keyshawn George averages 14.6 and a half rebounds and 34-plus minutes in all of those games. And then Kyle Kuzma comes back, and Keyshawn George goes to the bench, only takes, you know, 9 shots, like you said, isn't as aggressive as he usually is. And the reason for that is because a lot of people have to take back seats when Kyle Kuzma's inserted into the starting 5. I mean, you look at Bilal Coulibaly and Jordan Poole as 2 examples. Bilal takes 9 shots per game with Kuzma in, and he takes 12 shots with him out. Poole takes 3 more shots per game with Kuzma out, and that's just across the board. So I think what you saw is, you know, some of the rookies without Kyle Kuzma, they can play a little bit more free, same with Jordan Poole. But with Kyle Kuzma inserted back in, George had to kind of take a step back as that backup 3. And you saw him a little more tentative, a little less aggressive than he typically is. And I think that's the reason for it. In terms of the production from the 3 rookies, I mean, if you look at the top 5 rookie scorers, the Wizards have 3 of them, or top 6. The Wizards have 3, the Grizzlies have 2, and the Hawks have 1. So that just shows, like, the Wizards had 3 picks within the top 24, and all 3 of those guys are already within the top 6 in scoring. So the production is there. The defense is there from all of those guys. And I think you saw that when Kyle Kuzma was out and all of them kind of had to take a step up and take on a bigger role, they kind of took that in stride. And I think that's very intriguing to see from such a young group.
Greg, you're a very young person, which is awesome for you. But are you old enough to remember when the big offseason story was that Chris Humphreys worked on his range and was like going to be a 3-point shooter? And then when it got to games, he was throwing fastballs at the back of the rim. And the shots just weren't competitive. I bring that up to talk about Sarr, who has not shot particularly well from outside, had an 0 for last night, an 0 for last week against Memphis, Golden State, etc. But to me, the misses aren't bad misses for the most part. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the process is there. You can see him when he's in rhythm from the foul line, for example. There's something to this. I know they're not going in just yet, but I'm not discouraged in that regard. What are your thoughts?
When it comes to Sarr, I think the consensus is it's frustrating to see a guy that's 7 foot and, you know, has the intangibles to go inside and play, you know, in the paint as more of a traditional big, kind of sit on the perimeter and just chuck threes. I understand that. But Alex Sarr is very skinny. He's a very slender build. And, I mean, you see him against, like, Steven Adams last night in Houston. He's just getting bullied against Şengün. He got bullied. I think Şengün had 23 and 17. So it's tough for him to kind of navigate the paint. But where he feels like he can affect the game is from the outside, drawing the bigger, less athletic, less quick centers out to the perimeter, which opens up driving lanes and all that. And that's a novel concept if you can knock down the three ball. But when you're shooting 18.5% from three, guys don't really respect it. And I feel like you said, his threes aren't complete bricks. Like, they're, you can see the mechanics are there. You can see the shot looks okay. He's not at that level yet where they're going to go in. And what you've seen is they're not even respecting it. He's getting open looks for a reason. And that's kind of where they're at. And when the Wizards are rebuilding, it's okay. I honestly don't mind him taking all of these threes. I'd like for him to take a little less. I'd like for him to get into the paint more. But you can understand where they're coming from. And if you're the Wizards and you're Sarr, wins and losses don't matter. You want to try a bunch of new things. You want to get game reps. And that's kind of what they're doing from three. So, like you said, it's not like it's completely, the misses are out of left field. They're not even close, because they are. But when you're shooting 18.5%, you kind of got to start navigating into the paint more and diversifying your shot selection. Because if you're just standing on the perimeter and chucking threes and they're not going in, you're inherently hurting your team. I think that's what we've kind of seen offensively.
At Greg Finberg on Twitter, spelled just like it sounds. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate you.
Yep, thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Greg.
You got it. Be good.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.